grim hay obsession. But now we're into more of a home sort of thing. We've got a lace-making bodkin, yet another thing we're not really allowed to talk about on the air, so we'll just have to edit this out in post-production.
There's a big gun.
An immense gun.
Unlabeled.
Looks like, based on what we've discovered about early American science, it would have taken 4 or 5 people to hoist that gun.
Yeah. It's a big gun. Mm-hmm. A cane made out of completely out of iron, which was really good for Grandpa.
I'm trying to get in close to this 1829 Holy Bible. It's very small print, though. But that's actually the large print edition based on how small the early Americans were.
We're looking at Psalm 111.
Okay.
And 112.
Lots of stains on this page, so God knows what they were doing with Psalm.
All right, okay. Let's move along.
Some furniture here. We can't climb in and touch it, which makes a lot of sense, given the state of our couch at home.
This couch is really in nice shape. I mean, it's from between 1840 and 1870.
Some very well-preserved couches.
And chairs. This one's, oh, look at that one. That looks like Cthulhu's throne. It's got some cool horns twisting around.
Oh, nifty. Well, you know, it's, back in early America, people had their own Cthulhu.
Oh, no, my God, it is. It's buffalo. There's hooves as feet.
Oh, dear God. Is that really, is that a real, I hope a real buffalo wasn't involved. There's,
I think it was.
Some very modern, like, gum wrapper that's been dropped on that chair.
But that's a real buffalo. There's a buffalo. Maybe the buffalo's just hiding underneath the chair.
Well, in which case, I think we better move along.
Right.
If there's one thing the Witch Nails like does, it's enrage buffaloes.
Yes, we don't want to do that. Some more nice little knick-knacks.
Mm-hmm. Calling card case. Yeah.
An ambrotype.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ambrotype. Isn't that an early photograph? Yeah. Early photograph and ambrotype, one of the early photographic methods.
Flint Stryker. Flint from G.I. Joe.
Oh.
I wasn't aware that his last name was Stryker.
But, well, it may be possible that back in early America, you know, flint figures would typically get out of control, and you just need to strike them. Some green glasses here.
Yeah.
Like green lenses.
Very John Lennon-esque.
Yeah, it's obviously well known that back in early America, the world was in black and white, and so this was an early method of trying to, you know, see things in color. See
right,
things
exactly.
In green, you know. It's very exciting.
It was very
exciting. Mm-hmm. A mustache curler back here.
Oh, really? I missed that.
Yeah, it kind of looks like scissors, except that it's a mustache curler. The photograph, the man doesn't have a mustache, so he apparently over-curled it.
Hat block. Snuffer tobacco container. Mm-hmm.
A lot of very interesting, just, you know, little things that don't mean as much to, you know, the world. We don't curl our mustaches, and that's, in my estimation, a damn shame.
I try to curl my mustache, but I don't have all that much.
Generally doesn't work out.
No. Mm-hmm. We're back outside. Two mm-hmm. worlds meet. There's a little thing about the Native Americans, and yes, touch me, so I'm going to touch this.
Okay, touch everything that you get the chance to.
The white-tailed deer was a very important animal, and they killed it. It's very soft and fluffy.
Yes, we've got a wow rating for this touch opportunity. Yeah.
But I'm going to stop touching it now.
Okay.
It's creeping me out. Mm-hmm. Here's some, this is what Illinois was doing in the Middle Archaic period.
Mostly involved rocks.
Yeah, rocks and jamming rocks into wood
mm-hmm.
to use as bludgeoning.
There's a book here that you can look through.
The Legacy of the Great Beast, which I think has to do with Cthulhu. Actually, here, how to summon the dread guy.
Yet another.
From Mike the Mammoth Man.
Legacy of the Great Beast, the techno B-side of my hit. Recall.
Doll with the metal head.
Nifty.
This is a nice trail of the mammoth.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you really want to be careful if you find a mammoth trail. Just, you know, walk to either side of the mammoth trail.
Exactly.
Don't walk straight down the mammoth trail.
Intensely well-sculpted gardens here.
Yeah, there's really nice outside area.
Aggressively, in fact.
Oh, a capsule of history.
A capsule of history. History is contained in this table.
Kennedy, extremely critical condition after brain surgery. Senator shot after California victory. Suspect identified as native of Jordan. I could feel him fire gun. That's a quote. I don't know what that means.
Means that in early America they didn't have articles.
French Union turns total. De Gaulle calls up army. Wow, there's some interesting stuff over here. A bunch of little dogs.
Little dogs.
Little terriers. Scotty Banks.
Widely known as one of the 5 creepiest things you can come across in the dark. Statues of little dogs with glowing eyes.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then little cannons.
Early American folding chairs.
Yes, those are nice.
Just move along to this room here.
Quilt exhibit.
The quilt exhibit is still here?
I guess it is.
Oh, fab. Long-time listeners of What Channels Like will remember the quilting exhibit, which intrigued and piqued us. So, it's some teddy bears over here if you want to check these out.
Oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm. It's
a
large teddy bear.
Bears. Now, what are these? Are these heaters? What is? Yeah, this looks like heater devices.
Early American heaters.
Nice, right next to the teddy bears.
Very nice. Yeah. Some of them very small, some of them very large. One of them blue.
and then some weird articulated monkeys.
Oh, nifty.
One of them purple.
Mm-hmm.
These must be dress-up dolls.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington. Queen Mother.
You can dress up the Queen Mother, all kinds of strange Oedipal implications there.
Yes, there's
a piano here. I don't think, you can't touch, but it is an early American piano. It's a Steinway from 1876.
It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a collection of bags.
Early American plastic bags.
Well, it says somebody started collecting bags.
Mm-hmm.
And, but some of these are pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Like, things that you're never going to see again. Like Chip and Dale, but in a different language.
Mm-hmm.
A Sargento cheese sticks bag.
One with some, I guess, original Roy Lichtenstein art or something.
Yeah.
Right there.
So this is, there's some pretty interesting stuff here.
Mm-hmm. We've got an exhibit from a high school right here. Sydneyon is the name of the high school, I think.
Looks like, it's like
71, 72, or there's a program from 1919.
Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff up here.
Mm-hmm.
1944.
Mm-hmm.
Sydneyon.
Apple Blossom Time. The other B-side to my techno head. Doll with metal head.
So, and here's a
quilt. This is a modern, though.
Oh, okay, I see what they... Okay, so they have thumbprints for the kids and then little apples for the teachers.
Okay.
I was getting confused.
Teachers like apples.
They do, so remember that, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a quilt. There's a little Reba McEntire going on there. Mr. Talbot.
Reba McEntire looking like the mutant that I've always seen her as.
Mr. Talbot.
Okay.
Really kind of...
Showing off.
Yeah, there he is. Some of these are very interesting, though. It's a friendship quilt.
Mm-hmm. I want to say Will Tate has done an especially good job here.
Yeah, he really has. He's got some serious bling and a huge button on Will Tate's section.
Yeah, I'm going to say Will Tate's the big winner.
Here's a family memories quilt, which is very interesting.
Yeah,
very well done.
More narrative approach here.
Yeah, and I kind of like it. Very comic book-esque.
Does Will Tate have some stuff here, too? I like that guy.
No, but I heard that there's going to be a Will Tate exhibit.
Oh, good.
Next month.
Just say, I like that guy.
And now here's a quilt that utilizes that creepy photo on fabric thing.
Oh, yeah.
They used to do it like... You know, huge arcades such as, Enchanted Castle outside of Chicago. But, you know, some pictures, it's very nice.
Picture of people miming, which is somewhat less than effective on photo, but is otherwise a good thing.
Here's one. It's a good try.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I do like Dylan M's.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some crazy stuff.
Dylan, people, yeah.
Oh,
Dylan
obviously did the stuff on a computer.
Oh, okay, Dylan...
Illustrated.
Dylan M., the post-apocalyptic world he lives in. They beam down these alligators from flying saucers, and then there's this giant guy who doesn't have any limbs, and he's just got to deal with it, and then he's moving towards this one guy who does have a limb, and he's probably jealous or something of the guy who does have the limb, and I don't know what the guy in the flying saucer is going to do.
Now, this is cool.
Uh-huh. This is the first grade that's mainly just playing with shapes. You know, they're still understanding shapes
but
at this
Jacob's
point.
But Jacob's really got... Ryan
mm-hmm.
Has some serious stuff going on here.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's Jacob, who's the exact opposite end of the spectrum.
Well, I think Jacob's really deconstructing the nature of shapes.
He really is.
Mm-hmm.
But and Ryan's really got a feel for pattern.
Also, some good work from Brooke. Yeah, again, you know, like taking the shapes and making other shapes out of them. You know, like a triangle out of squares, which I like a lot. It's a good approach.
And Shelby's got a good feel for form and color.
Mm-hmm. And Jesse has nothing going on.
No.
It's really nothing going on in Jesse's work.
Jesse should just
kind of phoned it in, I think.
Yeah,
just
I mean, I've heard that
cool.
She's got some good work, but... Mm-hmm. And here's another first grade class.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a heart motif. A very, very much just cut out some hearts.
It's a freedom quilt. It's taking the pro freedom stance.
Which is always good.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm pro dictator.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Josh here has his name written backwards, and it seems like his picture is drawn backwards. So I don't know if Josh is actually trying to say he's anti freedom or something.
Well, okay. So we've got an alphabet type quilt, and it looks like.
It's very nice. I mean, people just identifying things that play a major role in their day-to-day life, such as a porcupine that's larger than the sun that Taylor has given us, a snake which is almost as large as the sun that Lou has given us, and a, oh my god, that turtle. You see that turtle?
Where's,
oh, wow. Hump on that thing.
That turtle's got a, he's got a 52-inch widescreen TV in there. And here's some self-portraits. Mm-hmm. Hannah's got some self-esteem issues, I think. She's giving herself razor-sharp teeth.
And cut yourself on her nose.
Yes. Matthew, on the other hand, is one of those overachieving art kids.
Clay's a stud. I like Clay.
Yeah, Clay's got it going on.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey, very very much a role player waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm. Very sharp pointy ears. They don't understand why. Dustin hasn't hacked S's yet.
Yeah.
It is a very critical moment. They're making the quilt. Dustin has to get the S right this time, and Dustin kind of blows it.
But he envisions himself as some kind of weird puppy dog thing. So.
Yeah, I like the kid. You know, I mean, I'm rooting for him to get the S right next time. And he's very small compared to the other people.
About the black eye he's given himself.
I got my eye on Kimmy for that one.
There's the picture of your daddy hit you. That's and then some grade school memorabilia, which I like very much.
Well, it's a very big exhibit on the Sydney grade school,
yeah,
which is very nice.
Yeah, I really like it. You've got some cool tools.
Mm-hmm.
Saw setters, levers, mm-hmm. hammer, wheel.
It's not a problem. It just adds realism to the recording.
So, bringing out the register.
How long has that exhibit with the Sydney Grade School been there?
Let's see. That opened, I believe, in June.
Mm-hmm.
And how much longer will it be here for?
I think they're going to pick it up after Labor Day.
Okay, great.
Where is the Sydney School exactly?
In Sydney.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Where is Sydney?
Well, it's in, what would you call it? Like going toward Danville, what would that be?
It's like east. It's north, slightly north, and then east of Champaign.
Okay, so see, he's better at the direction than I am.
That's just fine.
In my family, I always ask them if it's left or right, mm-hmm. you know.
What kind of events do you have here? Is that the space for rotating events?
Well, we have, let me give you this right here. This mm-hmm. is our programs that we started with. This year, we started out with, that right side here. Okay. June the 3rd was when we opened that exhibit down there,
mm-hmm.
Discovery Area for Children. And May the 6th is when we opened officially to be open every day.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, not May either. It's in June, July, and August. We're open every day.
So you have different hours during.
Yeah, but that was our official opening for the summer.
Okay.
Was in May. And excuse me, I got.
That's all right. We'll come back around.
We'll come back around and.
So we'll hang in suspense on that one. And we're going to head down to the Discovery Room. This may be where they're trucking the aforementioned Discovery into.
Yes.
That I mentioned along the highway.
I believe so. No.
This is a very large space.
Really nice, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Discovery Room.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go meet Zay Wright.
Zay Wright was
gonna go to Zay's bedroom.
A colossus. I don't know. Zay's got a gun in this photo. I don't know if it's cool.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. We've got a butt.
January 1st, 1911. New Year. Zay Wright, 14 years old. I am a somewhat tall, slender girl with dark brown hair, hazel eyes, a rather fair complexion with a few very light freckles.
Okay, it's a very intense look on her face, which is not saying a gun. This is very true.
Huge gun. So, okay, we're in her bedroom.
Mm-hmm. I'm weirded out about being in Zay's bedroom. But this is what her bedroom looked like.
Here's another part of her diary.
Okay, we're going to go back to the diary. Here we go.
I have everything a girl can want. Horses, books, dogs, a piano, a nice room, good clothes, all of the necessities and simply everything money can get for me. But I don't ever have any company my age. I don't know anything about society except what I read.
Well, what I've learned from this is that Zay and women in general have not changed in iota since Zay's time.
They pretty much just want horses and pianos, as far as I can tell.
And they get the horses and pianos, and then they're upset that there's nobody hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just never happy. Never happy. Zay went to Champaign High School and graduated in 1914.
Do we?
Her high school yearbook said that Zay loves to dream. She went to Illinois Women's College in Jacksonville and graduated in 1918.
So she went on to college. Zay pro-dreaming, you know, the anti-dreaming camp, taking it on the chin from Zay. She had a collection of paper dolls.
And we could play with them.
Could we could?
Huh? Yeah, it says play with. It says please play with them.
Okay, so let's play with the paper dolls.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on, I'm going to...
Yeah.
Okay.
What do we got here? Get the Wily Chinee.
All right. I got the Wily Chinee.
Okay. You can get whichever other one you want.
Wait, let's see.
Okay.
I like this guy too.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Let's put a suit. Okay, see that suit down there? Put that on on the woman.
No. Well, her arms aren't bent the right way to do that.
Okay. There we go. And now let's have the man criticize her misunderstanding of gender roles.
Okay. You silly woman. You misunderstand gender roles. There. So that was...
Okay, fantastic.
That's exactly... That's a little reenactment of something that Zay may have done with her paper dolls.
We have there's a diary except down here.
Oh, is there? Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay. This is in her open bedroom drawer. That one was on the bed, which is very nice. This one is the little recorder's hooked to a drawer full of clothes.
So part three of the compelling narrative of Zay Wright's diary.
Well, I went to the banquet, and it was fine, but all the clothes, three pink satin dresses, some with slippers to match, and every imaginable color of silk. But of course, I could not expect to be dressed so fine, being so young. Besides, what good does it do? I believe in being dressed plain and neat. But does anyone think any more of you if you have on such fine clothes? Well, so much for that. At least I got just as much to eat as if I had been dressed in satin.
Zay, really wrestling with some of the issues.
Yeah, she really is.
Now, I kind of want to reenact that with the paper dolls, but we'll just move on.
Yeah. Now, what I find interesting about Zay is that the articulation, I mean... Kids these days, they couldn't write like Zay just did.
No.
Now...
You really don't see, kids tackling the clothes issues, though.
I'm not sure what we're in right now. I'm going to back up real quick.
Okay, find out. I'm going to stand in here and feel...
It's just toys and stuff.
Miscellaneous toys.
So I kind of want to watch my head and go under this...
Okay, we're going into somewhere. A tunnel now, and then I hope the ceiling gets larger in there.
Oh, boy.
Eric's giving it a while. We are in a... Teepee of some sort?
Not a lot of Native Americans lived in Champaign County, but many hunted here. Champaign County was swampy and not a great place to live, but there were animals here. The Boneyard Creek in Urbana is named for the bones of animals that Native Americans hunted there. This structure is called a wigwam.
Okay, so we're in a wigwam. This wigwam's got a light on it.
Press this button
so we can see
how Mangua, the loon, taught old woman to make apakwa, cattail mats.
Okay.
Loon looked about for some cord. She found some that old woman had made from wikapi, the inner bark of the linden tree, the basswood tree. Taking the end of the cord in her beak, Loon carefully pierced the leaf crosswise. Then she pulled the cord through and pierced another and another. When she was through, the leaves were all fastened together as in a fabric. Kitira, the rain and the wind would have a difficult time getting through those leaves now.
Okay, I'm a little worried there. We don't really get the old woman's side of the story. Right. That was pretty much a loon-dominated account. So I don't want people, taking that one home, necessarily.
I'm kind of creeped out because you can see the ends of, where that was the fox's face.
Yeah, we've got a fox's rug, and they left the face on.
Yeah, so let's get out of here.
Okay.
I'm creeped out by that.
There's a
rug with a face. Rug, carpeting, floor decoration should not have face. What's cooking on the hearth?
So we're now, in a hearth sort of mode. The installation and operating instructions for hearth, presumably, kind of left behind here.
Yeah, what? Okay, I'm going to be nosy. Okay. Safety pilot propane conversion kit for vented gas log sets. Oh, they ruined the magic. Ruined the magic for me.
You see behind the curtain sometimes.
It's like something like a log cabin.
Oh, that's very nice.
An early futon.
An early futon. Brilliant.
I mean, it is. It folds up. It looks
yeah.
Like maybe sit on it. It wouldn't be too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fold-away bed.
Well, that explains why the population boom occurred, when it did, because early futons were not so comfortable.
Right. So that's, they did have futons. That's always good.
Okay, that's great to know.
Oh, can
you, no. There's a big wooden contraption here. It's very intriguing. It's...
I'm trying to see if turning it is allowed. I think it is, but it's the children's discovery room.
We don't want children to discover that they're not allowed to turn things.
Yes, it is a butter churn that you tie horses up to and make them make you butter.
Cool.
Four horses to make, like, probably a stick of butter. Good use of your horse.
Mm-hmm. You want to try this on? This is what we have here is a yoke. It's a piece of wood, and then there's two buckets tied to it, and there's a little thing for the neck. And you put the yoke around your neck, and then you carry the... water from the well. It makes it easier to carry the water from the well.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot heavier in my hands.
Mm-hmm. But it's now kind of worked out?
Yes. I feel very Gunga Dinnish.
Okay.
I like this.
Eric is pro-yoke. I like the yoke.
I am. I don't like those all-white omelets.
Mm-hmm. So up with yoke.
Yes. So that's... Yeah, you really need to come out here and try this yoke out, man. This is good stuff right here.
I think that's going to change a lot of your outlook on some things. Some early American computers over here.
Yeah, early American. Let's see. Are they Macintosh?
They actually are early pieces of equipment. We're coming in the middle of the narrative here.
Oh, this is Pilgrim Quest.
It's
a phenomenal little mostly text-based game where you're a pilgrim.
Well,
try to get across.
I hope the Mayflower makes it.
Well, let's
in the middle of somebody's game.
They probably ran out of quarters.
Mm-hmm. Is that telegraph here?
Oh, wow. Can you do this?
So I don't, or I guess you can.
There's another telegraph here around the corner. Send a message, open letter, and telegraph. Move to the right.
So where's around the corner?
All right, I'm going
to
go find it.
Okay. Eric's going to go try to find the other telegraph, and I'm going to try to make out what he's saying. Okay, he's found it. He's going to send me a telegraph message. I'm going to stay here with the recording equipment. So we're waiting for a message. We know that a message has come. Apparently, Aunt Petunia is stricken with a pleurisy.
Close yours.
Okay, where do you... okay.
Pushing it to the left. Are you getting anything?
No. Yes, he's got a four-year-old nephew.
I'm coming over to make yours work.
Okay. So my character is dying to know if Aunt Petunia is surviving her pleurisy.
Okay,
And Uncle Stewart has a case of the gumption, so we're going to see how that turns out here through the telegraph. We've been waiting with bated breath for a long, long time, and we're still getting absolutely nothing on this telegraph, so we're kind of bugging out about the pleurisy and the gumption here. Consumption we're developing. No, I'm afraid we're not getting anything.
Okay, move that lever back over to the right.
Okay. I'm going to try to send a message now, quizzing him about Aunt Petunia's pleurisy. I'm afraid I don't know.
You know, radio bits like this.
Yeah.
Come on. You got this over.
Snotty bastard. No, I didn't break it. This thing has survived centuries. It'll survive me. Trouble with the telegraph here at the Early American Museum. Kind of freaking out about the pleurisy.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll figure it out later.
Okay, we'll just leave Petunia and our pleurisy where they are.
Water fountain.
I'm going to get an Early American drink from the Early American water fountain.
Oh, Mark. Yeah, what are you doing, man?
It is early American water. Ooh.
Okay. I really like the early American museum, but don't drink the water.
Don't drink the water.
Okay, the question now before us is challenges, choices, and changes for Champaign County.
Challenges, choices, and changes for Champaign County, 1815 to 1870. It's a very wide man.
Well, this is John Coffey of Charleston, Illinois, portraying a typical Champaign country farmer, county farmer, on his way to the ballot box.
Hmm. Okay, we've got a ballot box here. So
hell of a suit on, man.
It's it really is. Thanks to him for the hell of a suit. Let's stuff the ballot box, I think. Let's try to get Champagne and Abandon to merge again. See if we can do that.
Back to Shambana. Erpain.
Erpain. That's my vote.
So this is
about slavery.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, even we don't do comedy about slavery. Moving along here.
There's just some more stuff.
Certainly, it's a store. Some sort of store. You could buy metal things. They're very old.
There's some juggling pens.
Early American apples.
There's really short people. See?
Yes, once again with the very short people. That man was actually a basketball player in his time.
He's like 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Maybe. He's not even 5 feet tall. He's like 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go in the Doan House.
Okay, we're heading towards the Doan House.
I'm not sure what the Doan House is. Oh, this is there's a building.
Okay. The Doan House was a building.
Yes, somewhere.
It's one of the first buildings to have an exit sign in it.
Yes.
Bright red exit sign.
No, this is about Lincoln.
Okay. Again, with Illinois' ongoing obsession with Lincoln.
Fort Sumter has surrendered. J.T. Everett has not, but it is now opening a fine stock of new goods at his new store on the east side of the Iron of the Railroad, run by east of the Doan House, a fine stock of dry goods, groceries, provisions, burning fluid, kerosene, and all the et ceteras belonging to a well-selected stock of goods. Remember the place and also the fact that we are not beaten in price or quality, Joseph T. Everett.
It's kind of a funny ad from J.T. Everett.
Yeah,
so get out there and support J.T. Everett.
I mean, yeah, if you can get to his store.
Yeah.
You know, this was, God knows when, April 18th, the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's some Civil War gear.
Oh, okay. Eric and I are going to reenact the Civil War now.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Are you from the North or from the South?
I am from the North.
I am from the South, y'all.
I suppose I will have to shoot you now.
Well, not if I shoot you first.
Hmm.
Bang!
So there's the Civil War pretty much in a nutshell for you.
Yeah.
Which is like trench and social commentary. Scores again.
Why I always have to play the crazy bastards who... You know, we're wrong in every situation.
Yeah, your character was significantly crazier than mine.
Did you hear his drawl?
Mm-hmm.
I heard him say y'all.
There's some letters here on very old paper, original letters. Damn near incomprehensible writing.
Yeah, it really is.
Just nattering on about a girl in a letter that he sent. In fact, it seems to be an early example of metatextualism.
Yeah, letter to his sister, Nettie.
Yeah, it's a letter about letters.
My praises write me off, and these letters from home and the remembrances of quiet, holy pleasures are almost our only salvation in this rough, unpolished life. They and our Bibles form the chain which connects us with the world of peace and civilization we have left, and by which we hold on as we descend into this pit of death and iniquity. Stephen Forbes, later a University of Illinois professor.
Oh, I had him. Did you?
Yeah. Okay. But I think it's pretty phenomenal that, once again, I mean, the quality of language in their letters back then, like, today I'd be like, yo, what's up, Nettie?
Yo, why ain't you been sending me no emails?
Damn! Yeah. I shot me a couple of people that don't look like us.
They and Maxim form the chain which connect us to the world of peace and civilization.
And I'm also glad that we're not in a time when the Bible is, like, you know, the end-all, be-all of civilization.
Mm. Quiet, reflective point.
Oh, you could watch their Champaign County during the Civil War videotape.
Early American TV VCR?
Yeah, early American.
Is this the telegraph that you were using? Okay.
Yeah. Yours is broke.
Okay.
Okay, well, I think we made it all the way through.
Through the downstairs.
Well, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, there's a new exhibit coming in the summer, this says.
Okay, we'll have to come back.
Just a moment for the rocking horse over here. You're not allowed to touch the rocking horse, but it is an early American rocking horse. Horses were very disturbing in early America.
They're missing big chunks on their neck.
Mm-hmm. Once again, with the very small people, there's a rocking chair over here.
Maybe 6 inches wide.
Yeah, that I can lay my... I can work my thumb into it.
And that was used by 300-pound Chasen Chedford.
Mm.
Yeah, so they were... 300 pounds, but he was still pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's very differently shaped there.
Wow, that's...
That's the early American Museum.
That's the
early
American Museum.
Let's see if Jane has time to talk again.
Yes, on our way out.
Hi.
Hi.
Are we the only...
I was going to tell you now, when we opened that, was May the 20th, piecing it all together. That's the Sydney Grade School Quilt Project.
Oh, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Really like because every child made their own block.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Okay, and what else did you ask me a while ago?
Well, is that where you put, like, when you have new exhibits coming in, like, from outside, is that where you put them?
Well, usually when we have new exhibits in the spring, most of them are up on this floor.
Okay.
Not always. It depends on what they're putting in, like the children's area down right there when we put in the discovery area, you know. So that was downstairs. And let's see, where else? Well, I think that's about the only thing they did downstairs this year was that one.
Okay, good. You have different events going on during the day, right? Like Senior Day, I think was it?
Today was Senior Day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they talked about the Elder Hostel. Mm-hmm. And that was really great to hear all these people talk about their adventures in that Elder Hostel program, you know, places that go. Of course, part of them went to England and different places. It's really great.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go check out the gardens there. Thank you.
Yeah.
The gardens are beautiful this year because we had the rains at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever seen them any prettier.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Well, then we will definitely head out there.
You have time at a break time.
Well, thank you.
Nice to you too. Thank you. The rains, a major contributor in making the garden the way it is.